Mike, you want to convince us that their defense isn't as bad as it appears to be based on their statistics and the way they've played so far this year?
Well, we've just got to go out and do our job. That's the number one thing week in and week out, regardless of who we're playing. You can't worry about that. This is the NFL, and the parity in the league is so good. The difference between winning and losing games is very small, so we got to make sure that we take care of our job first.
Do you see a better defense on tape when you look at them?
Yeah, they've got a lot of talented players over there, and they have for a number of years there and won a lot of football games. So you can't fall asleep at the wheel just because of their rankings. They're a good team, and they got some good players, or they got a good coaching staff, so we got to give it our best.
I think Joe had said that Jonathan Velma is going to play. What is him being back on that defense potentially?
Well, he's an experienced veteran that's played a lot of football and done a nice job wherever he's been and played. So, you know, when you get the veterans back in your team, you know, getting back from an injury, it's always nice to get those guys back in. So there'll be some leadership and some things that he's done in the past to get those guys going, and he'll be ready to play.
What can you guys build off of that you guys did in the second half of that game against San Diego? Well, the first of the bye week to now.
Well, I think the key in any football game, you know, you got to play consistently for four quarters. And that's what we're stressing to the guys right now is, let's take it one play at a time and play for four quarters and see what happened. And, you know, last week we kind of laid an egg early on in the first half, made some mistakes, little mistakes, the first third down, third and one. Those are plays you have to make. And we missed some, you know, we had the pick six for a touchdown that gave them some points. So we've got to go out there and just do our job for 60 minutes and see what happens.
So what's the difference in the fourth quarter and the second half and the first quarter?
Executing the plays better and, you know, giving them, putting them in a position to be successful. And, you know, all of us, coaches, players, everyone doing their job a little better.
It's also playing guys' minds after a while. You know, we get off to slow starts. Uh-oh, here we go again. Is that something you have to fight?
Well, you know, I think it's just a matter of going to the game and, you know, having confidence in what you're doing. Because there's been plenty of times, you know, during the season we've gone down the field, but just there's one little mistake. And it's not, you know, it's just something little that becomes big because you don't convert on third and one, or you miss a protection, you miss a progression, you drop a pat, whatever that is, you know, it adds up over time. And against a football team like the Saints with the explosive offense they have, you can't make those mistakes.